Well, because God said, I am the Lord, I change not. Or if you want the New Testament version, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. When we talk about the immutability of God, we're saying he doesn't change. There are no contingencies in God's realm. There are no surprises to God, so he doesn't have to alter anything. There's nothing he doesn't know. There's nothing that catches him off guard. There's no twist in life that he didn't anticipate, which would cause him to make some kind of adjustment. Since God knows everything, past, present, and future, since God ordains everything, past, present, and future, sovereignly designs everything to his own ends, and there is nothing outside of that design and that knowledge and that plan, there can't be any changing. What does that mean to us? That God never changes his mind. There's no whimsy. There's no capriciousness with God. He's not going to say something and then change his mind. He's not going to embrace someone and then cast them out. You are safe with God. He doesn't change. And whatever your relationship to him is, it will not change. If you are an unbeliever and you are his enemy, you will be that forever. And you will suffer the consequences of rejecting him. If you're a believer and you love him, he has granted you forgiveness and salvation and heaven and an inheritance undefiled laid away for you, an inheritance of joy and blessing. That cannot change. Nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So the implications of God's immutability, critical. If God could change and did change, we could be sure of nothing. But he cannot and does not and will not.